Today is the 23rd of March, 2016, and we're going to do lesson number 498 called Tilting the Leg Backward in Sitting. And again, many of these titles are kind of funky. So anyway, starting on your back with your legs long and your arms down by your side. This is always our starting position and our resting position. So when we take pauses, this is the position to come to check in and observe yourself. So begin to notice how you're lying on the floor today. And start to draw your attention and awareness to those four dots or four points that we've been working with. And for those of you that haven't been here for a couple weeks, we've been putting dots or marks under each shoulder blade and under each sit bone. So as you're lying on your back, you imagine there's two reference points under each shoulder blade and under each sit bone. And you can make those points or dots a color. And then you're connecting those dots to make a rectangle first. And you observe how square is the rectangle, right? Or maybe one side is longer, right? Let's say the right shoulder dot down to the right buttock dot feels a little longer. So it's not really a rectangle. It's kind of skewed a little bit. So we're going to just keep coming back to this as a reference for you to sense yourself and understand yourself and how you're lying on the floor and how these four points are relating to one another. And then we added in the diagonals. So going from the right shoulder blade to the left butt bone, and then from the left shoulder blade to the right butt bone. And again, noticing each of these diagonals, one might show up, I'm going to use the word clearer, in your mind. It's got a stronger image, right? That tells you something. Again, it's information. It tells you that's your stronger diagonal that you rely on. And then where do they intersect in your back? And now paying attention to all of that, you're going to keep these four points in the background of your mind, right? So you're just going to let it shift to the background. It's a reference. And then we'll bring into the foreground movement. So start by gently rolling your head a little bit to the right and left. And as you do so, feeling the quality of rolling your head to each side. Excellent. And then bring it back. And then we're going to start today by bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. Charlotte, can you hear me okay, or am I not talking loud enough? Okay. Yeah, well, when people lift their heads to look at me, it means they're not hearing me. So, right? That's what I think. So it's like, got to check in. The fan isn't as loud, so I'm not screaming. So in this position, let's start with the movement we've been doing, again, over the last couple weeks, of flattening the lower back, right? And then arching the lower back. And you create this movement. Remember, it's a roll. That means you change the point of contact from the tailbone to the lower back. There is no, quote, lifting. Right? We don't push our feet down and lift anything. We roll along the spine so that we bring more pressure towards the mid-back, towards where those two diagonals cross. And then we roll towards the tailbone as if we're going to sit on the tailbone to arch the lower back. And when you go in the direction towards, I'm going to use the word flattening the lower back, right? Notice what happens with your belly and your abdomen, right? It starts to pull in, right? And when you go towards the tailbone, you get an arch, so the belly comes forward. So you don't need to change anything you're doing. You just draw that into your awareness. So you become aware of that is part of the movement, your abdominal area, because we're going to work with that today. Excellent. And now let's pause with that. Let that go. Go ahead and straighten your legs. To rest for a moment. So from here, you're going to stay with your legs long. And again, this was a movement we did last week. I called it it wasn't mummy. What did I call it? Coming out of the grave, right? What was it?
It was a zombie.
Zombie! That was the word. I knew it was something along that lines. To pretend you're a zombie, a mummy, something like that. So your legs are in a very slight V. Your arms are down by your sides. Right? And so you're going to begin. It was Jane that brought this to the class, remember, last week. Because of her neck starting to hurt, right? And if the neck starts to hurt, it has nothing to do with your neck. It has to do with your core. So you are going to start to lift your head as if to look down towards your feet, as if you were a mummy or a zombie coming out of the ground, right? And again, what's most important when you begin to lift your head is to feel your core and your abdominal muscles tighten and pull in. It's about that relationship. It's really not about lifting your head. So you feel the moment you lift your head, boom, the core tightens. Now, if it doesn't, it just means that that got kind of shut down and you've been using your neck. Beautiful, Bonnie. That's it, Mary. Right, it's a feeling of two. Really good. That's it, Marlene. That your pubic bone area, right, it kind of tilts and pulls up towards your chest. Good, Brigitte. That helped. That language helped you. So as you do it a little bit more, that's it, Lisa. Really feel that, and that your shoulder blades are also peeling away from the floor. So it's no longer just your head, but your arms, your shoulder blades, right, start to lift up. And that occurs because your core is getting more engaged. That's it, Charlotte. That's it. Okay, let's pause again for a moment. Nice, Mary. Okay, so from here, you're going to utilize what you just experienced for the following movement. So that's why we just did what we did. So you're going to come up to a sitting position. Your legs are long in the V, okay? And you're going to place your left hand somewhere near the left side of your pelvis, fingers forward as a reminder so that the elbow can bend, right? You never want to turn your palm away from you because it locks the shoulder and elbow. And you can't go anywhere, okay? Your right hand is going to come behind your right leg. Okay, so what's really important about this is your knees are soft. You do not need to have straight knees. Let them let them relax. Okay, so you're going to begin to do a movement of starting to lift the right leg. Okay, so just like your head, what needs to be involved? Right? The core. So you round your back a little bit, and as you round your back, do you feel your core? Okay? Same thing. Okay, so we need your core engaged through this lesson. That's it. So you're going to lift, beautiful Lynn, lift the leg a little bit and lower it. And utilize that left hand for balance. You bring weight on the left hand. That's it, Mary. This is going to be great for your knees because you're not going to do much with your knees. You're going
to... What thigh is your...
So she's just doing so good today, bringing up things. So if your thigh is hurting, it means your hip flexor's involved. If your hip flexor's involved, it means you're not using your core. Right? Again, everything's information. So again, you can either be really, really stiff and do this. That's what we're not doing. Okay? You're moving from your pelvis. So if you round from your pelvis, the leg doesn't even need the arm. The leg will float up because the pelvis rounds just like you did on your back. Is that better? It gets better. But if you're chronically used to engaging the hip flexors, right, it's going to be a little hard. But go ahead and use your arm. There you go. But round the back, pull the belly in. Leg goes down, you arch the back. Belly comes forward. Good. Let's rest on your back. That's a lot. That was a lot of work. Oh! Jaw.
Talk about everything connected.
Yeah, you should journal with your leg.
It's amazing what we do. Okay, so let's come up to the same position. And we're going to stay with this. What's really becomes important as we continue this is that you are going to bring more weight over here to the left, okay? So you're leaning on the left hand, right hand is comfortably behind the right leg, okay? So you're going to round and lift, and you're going to lean, and I want you to start to turn to look to the left, right? And then you're going to come back to the front of the room. So you lean and you turn. That's it. And then you're going to start to feel that this right leg, as you lift and lean and turn, can start to come behind you. That's it. Mary just did it automatically, right? So you really have to load on the left side to bring the right leg behind you. And then you come back. So, yeah, this is a very, that's it, Lisa, unusual. That's it, Lynn. That's it. Nice, Bonnie. That's it. And so there's another thing that starts to happen is with the left leg, you have to bend the left knee out to the side, right, to lean on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't pull it. Yeah. There. There. This is new for you. Yeah. No, let this go. Yes. Feel that.
Yes.
Okay, so you need to roll the left knee out, right? But this is huge for Charlotte. This is why she has knee problems. She doesn't know how to move inside the left hip joint. Let this, yes. There. I don't care about you holding on that leg. This is what I want you to feel.
Okay.
Right? So you can even let go with your hand. Okay, you're tired. Rest. Go on your back. Rest. Woo! Rest. Rest is so important. Okay, let's just try it again. And it's just totally fine if you let go. In fact, you don't even have to really hold your right hand with your right leg. So again, what's really important is your left hand. And just think of your right hand like they're just guiding each other, right? Maybe you can just think of sliding. So as I slide, do you see how I come all the way over onto the left side? Right? And then you can add a little bit of the lifting, but you're bringing it behind you. What's most important is the rotation of your spine. And then, Charlotte, what are you doing? What are you supposed to do differently? What are you doing? Pay attention. What did I just come over and touch on you?
Yes.
No. What did I touch on you? The left knee. What are you doing? You're keeping the left knee to the inside. So if you want to break your knee, keep doing it. There. Roll the knee out. Okay. Bend the knee. Okay. When something isn't familiar, what does that mean?
You don't do it. I'm not doing it.
Right. So if you're not doing it and I point it out to you, what do you better start doing?
It.
Right? There's a reason I come over and point something out to you. But you see, do you understand how oblivious we are to our own habits? 10 seconds went by and Charlotte already forgot. Charlotte, let's do it again. Yes, roll, yes, feel this. This is critical for you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, no, you don't have to have off, on, slide, it moves behind you. Bend the knee, soften the leg, swing it behind you. That's it, swing it behind you. Now, Charlotte, bend that knee even more. Come on, it wants to not bend. You know, that's your little enemy right there. It controls everything. Okay, now come back to sitting. Now, let's just start from sitting again, left hand. Okay, and you're going to go back to lifting the right leg and rounding your pelvis, right? How is that now? Did you just lose 10 pounds off of that leg? Right, what happened? Isn't that incredible? No, it's a serious weight thing, right? It's like, oh my gosh, how did it get so light? So if this was really big for you, it tells you how you don't move in your pelvis a lot, in your hips, because we just taught you how to load on the other side. Right, Lynn? It's like this constant shifting left and right keeps things light, but when we're rigid, things get heavy.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that good? Okay, can we go to the other side?
Yes, please.
Let's lean on the right hand.
Two light legs.
Yeah. Well, and this can be really incredible for some of you, how quick your brain will work. So you get your left hand under your left leg, and I'm going to guess all of you, it's already lighter. It's not as heavy as when we start right with the right leg, because that's how quickly your brain works. If you let it work, it works so fast. It's telling the other side, this is what we're going to do, guys. It's faster than your own thinking. It's faster than you can think. Okay, so now you lean on the hand and you know what we're going to do. Right, Charlotte? Tell us what we're going to do. What are we going to do with the right knee? And see, Charlotte, you don't have a problem with the right knee, do you? And come back. Right, so you lean on the right hand, the right knee bends, and you take the left hand behind you. And the left leg. Left leg behind you. That's it, Charlotte, behind you. Keep going, Charlotte. Arch that back. Push your belly forward to bring that left leg. And then come back. And let's do it a couple more times. And are you breathing? Or clenching your jaw? That's it, Mary. See, Mary, this is going to make your knees feel so good. It's not about the knees. It's always about the pelvis. A pelvis is this big core part of us, and when we stop moving that, everything becomes a mess. You got to remind me what went on with this leg. What have you have done on this leg?
Two total knees. And I'm here.
Right, two total knees, but it's not your knee that's messed up. Are you understanding? It's your pelvis. So lean on that hand. Take this behind you, and just, that's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. See, and that, you feel how that's tight? You need that. Excellent. Okay, everybody rest on your backs now. Rest. Legs long, arms long. And now let's just take a moment to check in with the 4 points. Your 4 dots, your 4 points, and just noticing how they're resting on the floor, how they show up to you, how the diagonals show up to you. Okay, we're going to come back up to sitting in the same position. We're going to go back to the first side, so that means lean on the left hand. This is going to be really good for Marlene. So we're going to change the use of your right hand, right? So we came from the outside. We're now going to come from the inside. Okay, so you have to twist your arm. Okay? But nothing else changes. You're going to lean on the left side and bring the leg, but it does something in the shoulder and the arm. And then you come back, right? So you don't really have to lift so much as lean onto the left side, bring the right knee behind you, and feel with turning the hand how that changes things, right? Something changes in the whole shoulder blade, excuse me. That's it. Yes, even in the thigh. That's it, Lisa. There you go, Charlotte. That's it, Mary. Right, and the leg doesn't have to be in the air, you guys. Just slide it behind you on the floor, right? So some of you are suspending your leg and then it becomes a lot of work. That's it. That's it, Corinne. So, Charlotte, keep your feet down. There. Yeah, that's easier. And come back. And now let's just change over to the other side. So let's put your right hand down. Let's bring your left arm to the inside of the left leg. That's it. See, this is so good for you. It's so unfamiliar. So, and Charlotte, try not to lean, keep the feet down. That's it. So try not to lean so far. I want you to think of more twisting like a corkscrew. Try it again. Inside, there you go. But sit up more, Charlotte. See if you can, yes, even more. So slide your right hand closer to you now. Right hand. Yeah, there. That's it, Charlotte. I don't want you leaning so far over. Right, so again, let's just do this a couple more times. This is really important for Marlene. Right, Marlene, feel what needs to happen in the shoulders, the ribs, that's it, everything. Pelvis.
Now, should I focus on getting the knee back further?
Not as much, so it's a great question. Not as much as, what's happening up in here? So, for some of you, right? So, here's your arm. So, let's start from the sitting position, right? So, to go in like this, there's a big twist. And that takes the whole shoulder girdle forward. And then when you bring the leg behind, everything comes forward, and these ribs on the other side have to pull back. Now are you guys feeling it? That idea? That's it, Lynn. So this is really different. It tells me what we're going to do next Monday, Marlene. I've never twisted your arm that way. See, you just did something right now that was really important. Feel what you just did in that shoulder. So come back. Yes, so come back.
I'm clicking right down here.
Okay, so let's still stay with that arm.
Okay.
So when just start here. Mm-hmm. Here's here.
Uh-huh.
Feel.
Roll.
That's it. And then all that. Yes, that.
Oh,
that.
Oh, I don't want to do
that. And then, see, and then that all has to go. That. Okay, rest on your backs again. Oh, nice, Mary.
I can sit up tall. Now I couldn't really sit up. Now I can sit up.
That we're just going right back to that. You lead it into that. It's where we're going, right? Isn't that so cool? That just magically shows up, right? From all these other things. I mean, then that's when it's so fun, right? That's when the work is magical. You do something else, and then something becomes available that wasn't there before. So what she noticed is she could sit up. So we're going to go back to the whatever you want to consider yourself, a zombie, a mummy, right? You're lying in the ground, right? And so we're going to go back to that movement of as you start to lift your head, right? The core engages. And just like if you were a zombie, your arms reach forward, not up towards the ceiling, right? Can you come all the way up to sitting now? Go back down, Lynn. Don't shake your head. Close your eyes, Lynn. Close your eyes. Go back down. Are you okay, Lise? Oh, that's it, Mary. Yeah, so that was better, Lynn. So, Lynn, part of what works against you is all your tucking. So you're actually presupposing the movement. So don't tuck so soon. Lift the head first. That's better. And you're lifting towards the ceiling. Where were you to lift towards? So your chin is so far away from your throat, you're not connecting to your abs. So when I said to lift, you look towards twinkle toes. That's it. Now, that's it. Let the arms come up. Yeah, now you can roll up.
I get stuck.
You get stuck because of your head, and then you presuppose and you flatten your back too much. Listen, go back and do it. You're lifting like this. When you lift like this, you lock your back up. Look towards me from the beginning. Look and let your arms come forward. Reach, reach. You're going to reach for your toes. Reach. Don't look towards me. Don't look towards me. Look towards your toes. That's better, Lynn. Excellent. Okay, so let's come all the way up. We'll try it from coming up. Remember, you're not allowed to say, I can't do anything. That doesn't exist in this class. So we're going to start from here. So let's, however you want, let's try not to have your legs glued together. Comfortable. Okay? So Lynn, key thing here, your head and your neck. Okay? We know there's been a lot of stuff there, right? So you're going to start to go back as if the legs are going to come up. Chin softens into the chest. All the core is pulled in. And you're going to put your feet back down, arch, and then the chin comes forward. All right, so each time you're going to go back a little bit further. It's okay if you fall and you swing back up. But did you see my swing? Right?
Yeah.
My swing was minimal. Right? We're in effortless zone, right? I'm here. Okay. I go back, effortless coming up, right? I'm not, okay, I got up. No, okay? easy. So it's rounding, and then see, I come up. I get a little stuck right there. It's that transition. It's the transition of Lynn going round and then coming up and arching. Beautiful, Lisa. This is a lot of core stuff, guys, right? That's it. Back. And so if you fall, you let the legs swing a little bit so they can swing a little bit up to the ceiling. Let them swing. Let the momentum. So Lynn, let the legs swing up towards the ceiling, I said, a little bit. Let them lift. Ceiling. And now swing them down. Help you up. There. Yeah. That's it, Bonnie. Let the legs up. Beautiful. Come back up. Look at how beautiful Bonnie does this. Right? That's it, Mary. Yeah. Okay, now keep playing with it a little bit longer. We'll take a rest, but find a lightness. Make it a little more playful. We're too serious. Too serious. How can this, ask yourself the question, how can I make this fun? Right? How can I make this fun?
Well, we need music.
La da 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 da. I cannot sing. Okay, so we can't do that. That got you laughing. Make it fun. So swing the legs. You guys are too serious. Just swing the legs. Let the legs be pretty straight. Swing them over. Swing up. Swing. Just roll through it. Don't try to use your abs. Just use momentum. That's it, Brigitte. Just have fun with it. Okay, do it bigger. Fun. Make it fun. Swing. That's it, Bonnie. Just flip the legs over. Flip them down. Let the legs be a little longer, you guys. You're bending your knees too much. If the legs are long, they'll just pull. That's it, Lisa. They'll just pull you up. Look. And straighten them out, Lisa, when you come up. Not when they're behind you. Straighten out. Yes, let them pull you up. Long. 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 Yeah. You're like.